Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Wednesday, June 16th. The year is 2021, and I am your host, Alex Jones. Incredible things are happening as we speak. The fires of liberty and a global awakening are exploding. And the forces of corruption are striking back. You know, I always have, I don't want to call it guilt, but a lot of drive and inner fire that makes me angry at myself for not doing more and not really stating how real this tyrannical takeover is, to really get it across to people that fighting back is what makes our world good and that lying down is what makes our world horrible. And that I'm usually years ahead of major developments. But sometimes when I'm too close to something, I'm behind the curve. And that's not really the case here. But at the same time, I think I could have done a better job. And I'm just going to leave it at that, because it is overwhelming, the evidence that criminal elements of the federal government provocateured and staged January 6th. And I saw it coming. I warned people they were going to pull a false flag. And they did it masterfully, the way they roped in a bunch of people through Q and the way they infiltrated the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys and others. And now, because of court documents that have come out, it's confirmed that 20 FBI agents, actual agents, and informants led the attack with a consortium of Antifa, like Jaden X, on record admitting days before they were going to try to burn the Capitol down. And, of course, the police were put in the middle of it, undermanned by design. This was a psychological warfare operation to manipulate a crowd. And President Trump was set up. I was set up. And I've been saying that since the day it happened. But I've been in contact with the great folks over at Revolver News. I've been working with them some, giving them my feedback on this for several weeks. I had been working with other folks to get the information, obviously, out to the great Tucker Carlson. And Tucker did a really splendid job last night. So I'm going to air the entire 15-minute monologue coming up. And then the investigative journalist from Revolver News, that really should get a Pulitzer Prize for what he's done, Darren Beatty, will be joining us. But you need to read the full report at Revolver News, and that is unindicted co-conspirators in the January 6th case raises disturbing questions of federal foreknowledge. And that is putting it extremely lightly. That is why they will not release the information. And I've wondered if I subconsciously haven't really gone after this because I was in the middle of all this and felt guilty for not seeing it coming. And I really think that's the case. I mean, I've been all over this like flies on you know what, but we should have been even more intensely focused on this because this is the key. And I'll explain when we come back. They're getting ready to stage massive false flags to blame on us, so we need to expose this false flag to stop the next false flags that I believe will be much bigger and more devastating and will usher in hell on earth. that I'll lay out so you get tomorrow's news today when we come back. And, I mean, I'll give you all the inside baseball. And
three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroy the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits. And that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, to this live June 16th Wednesday transmission. Every day I'm on air could be my very last. Every day that you're tuning in could be the last time you ever hear this broadcast live. I am like a man on a piece of wreckage in the ocean with large tiger sharks circling me. But that's okay. I didn't think that I would make it this far in the fight against the New World Order. I always knew it would be up to others that will win the fight in the end because we don't have a choice, or this is such an incredible anti-human evil that we face. But you saw it trend over the weekend, arrest Alex Jones, the number one thing, a political search term. Alex Jones trended number one, period. And you see the left just lying about us constantly. And saying, arrest me for January 6th, because they know they staged it. They know they did it. They even had that Time Magazine article. In fact, print me that again, guys. The Time Magazine article from a few months ago. I forget the exact headline, but it was a headline like, learn about the secret coalition that worked together and the cabal that stopped Trump. And they admit they set us up on January 6th, all of it. So criminals love to brag. They love to celebrate. At the same time, while they try to put myself and President Trump in prison for January 6th. That's not going to happen because they don't want a real investigation of it. I could destroy them in court, destroy them in Congress, destroy in front of any grand jury in 5 minutes and show that 20 FBI agents and hundreds of informants in federal court documents that Tucker Carlson covered last night. I made the decision not to get into this until it broke on Tucker because I thought he'd do a better job than I did. He did. He did a great job in 15 minutes. We're going to be playing it coming up. And we have Darren Beatty, the incredible investigative journalist, who I did work with some on the story, joining us as well in the second hour. Been working on it with him a little bit for the last few weeks with some other great folks. So that's all happening. That's all about to unfold here. But you need to understand that the reason this is so important is that they are preparing massive false flags, probably at the end of the summer, maybe even sooner, that are going to trigger a huge, bloody race war in this country and the attempt to have gun confiscation, which will cause a civil war, which is the plan of the globalists to once and for all scuttle and wreck the country for communist China and the EU to take over. The globalists hate Russia and they hate America because of the two linked up, the Carnegie Endowment always admitted, you would have a land bridge from Alaska to Russia, and you could have a system linking the whole world. We have the troops, we have the resources, we have the culture, we have the ingenuity, we have everything. And that a Russia-U.S. link-up would be the world power, period. No debate. Just from geographical control alone. And it basically ends at that point, because Russia sits in the middle of the main world, and then the United States sits in the middle of the Americas, the new world. And I'm not going to go into all the books and scientific reports and historical analyses that have been done on that, but we are to be destroyed, so is Russia, and then out of that the EU and China are to rise and rule the entire planet and then depopulate. And so they have a kept group of criminals, globalists, communists, perverts, pedophiles that run the Justice Department. I mean, it's a club of pedophiles at the top. They're pretty much all pedophiles. And that's why you saw them cover up Penn State and all the rest of it. And but I knew about that from Ted Gunderson, who said the pedophiles were taking over the FBI. He learned after he retired and left the FBI, and he was in line to be the FBI director. He's the kind of guy that they wanted to be the director. That was the old FBI that had its own problems, but the new one was just satanic. And we can all see the fruits of that. So here's the big announcement. They got court documents and others are now having to come out as they try to try and have trials. Because we're almost 6 months out, these people being held in solitary confinement, that the feds had up to 20 agents, hundreds of informants inside, and they were basically leading the Proud Boys, leading the other organizations like Oath Keepers. And that doesn't mean that the majority of Oath Keepers are bad or Stuart Rhodes is bad, but I mean it was riddled with actual federal officers. And that's why you'd see a few of them indicted, and later they had to drop the charges because that was one hand not knowing what the other hand was doing. But we're in there leading it, just like Jaden X was inside leading it with his crew of Antifa. And we have video of them getting out of their black uniforms into their Make America Great Again gear. So it's all coming out. We're going to talk to the investigative reporter coming up next hour. But I just want to telegraph to all of you and be 1,000,000,000% clear, 1 trillion. I want to be just to infinity clear on this, okay? They didn't produce hundreds of TV shows, hundreds of movies, hundreds of thousands of news articles the last 5-6 years about race war and killing the white people and white people are the devil and white people are killing blacks in record numbers. Not just here, but Black Lives Matter is a worldwide movement that Western countries are bad, that capitalism is bad, that white people are bad. So the government can then speak for black people. Corporations can hide behind black people as their spokespersons. It has nothing to do with black people. They're just being used as the guilt figurehead to then get everyone to sign on to a globalist agenda. And then out of that, they're going to trigger events, bombings, shooting attacks of black churches, colleges, events that will then be blamed on this secret underground, foggy, right-wing white supremacy that Biden and the Attorney General and all of them tell you is the number one threat and is going to just kill millions of people. I mean, they're saying it's that this giant secret army of white supremacists are about to take over. And really all that is the globalists take the nation over, as the globalists try to take the guns, they will stage events, they will escalate a civil war, and they will call everyone fighting for America and freedom and the Second Amendment and right to life, Nazis, and then stir up racial conflict in the middle of it to then try to sell that idea in the media and everybody else to come out and declare, no, we're with the government and we're with the confiscation of guns. We're not Nazis. So that's the whole movement to buffalo everybody into that. And when the FBI says, oh, the Q movement is getting ready to start killing federal agents everywhere and killing citizens, they mean federal agents that are Q, manipulating people who are not part of the federal government or the FBI to carry out attacks. And that's the FBI's specialty. Even 10 years ago, the New York Times had the headline that the FBI triggered and created all of the last decade's terror attacks. And I can go through every major event where it was a black supremacist, white supremacist, Islamicist, you name it. They would go wind them up. They would direct them. They would give them the bomb. They would let them then carry out the attacks, so the FBI would get more funding. So, yeah, the FBI created the Unabomber as well. Now, there's the headline right there. And the CIA. So this is done over and over again. And this time, the Secret Service, the FBI, at the highest levels were all involved. And they directly tried to set the president up. They tried to set me up, but it misfired. There were people that thought they were going in there with some rapid reaction team that's come out with the zip ties to grab the members of Congress and all that. And then it would have been such a huge real crisis that they could have brought in permanent martial law, which they already had set up and ready with the barbed wire and the troops they were going to call up. But it misfired. So that looked like tyranny instead of a response to, a horrible attack. And it's because a bunch of people thought twice at the end, a lot of them veterans and people, that thought they were being secretly commanded by Trump, but really it was the FBI through Q. And so it was going to be so horrible that they thought that they probably would have then killed Trump that day, probably would have killed me, and then started their civil war with America. But by the grace of God, the whole thing basically was a flop. It fizzled out. It was like a, not really a dud. You can have a hot shell, a hot round that was overloaded, and boom, you know, you fire your rifle and you tell it was a hot load. Or you can have one that's a misfire or kind of a fizzle out is, you know, the term I hear my grandpa use, but where the shot goes out, it's like a shotgun, but, you know, you shoot a slug out of the shotgun and it doesn't even go through the piece of metal you were shooting. It was kind of a weak load that didn't fully detonate all the powder. That's what happened there. But they're organizing rapidly and getting total martial law set up and everything, and the lockdown was a drill for that, for the big event. And we better start talking about that and get ready, because they're not going to give up. I guarantee you, the Attorney General's got car bombs loaded up right now, truck bombs.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Gentlemen, welcome back. This is the Alex Jones Show, and I want to be completely clear again. The globalists have been massively preparing the minds of the public for huge false flag terror attacks to be blamed on their political opposition. There is basically no white supremacist violence or attacks in the United States. It's incredibly rare. But the head of the FBI, the head of the Justice Department are all over TV, all over Congress saying it is just incredibly deadly and it's imminent and everyone's going to be dying. I'll play some of those clips coming up next segment. So that when it happens, everybody's got their talking points and they're ready and they're lined up. And with it comes extrajudicial gun confiscation, which is going to kick off real resistance. And listen, I don't want a civil war. I'm not going to be involved in this. I'm not enemies with anybody at the FBI. If I was in federal law enforcement, I would be the last person that would want to be in the middle of a civil war with the American people. This is so stupid how the globalists are playing everybody off against each other. But that's what's happening. And they haven't just arrested one of our crew members that did go into the Capitol and was peaceful as a journalist and recorded what was happening. They have pulled in other people that work here and have interrogated them. And they've asked me, my crew has, not to get into the names of who that was done to. But it's all about me and it's all about, are we planning this and that? So this is going on everywhere. They're not asking us what we did on January 6th. They know we tried to stop what federal agents did, provocateuring the crowd. They, by the way, did a pretty good job, but it fizzled out. So, you know, at first they were winning, but then the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. They're wanting to know about what we're planning and what we're going to do because we're being framed and set up for a massive false flag where the truck bomb gets detonated or somebody shoots up the church, the black church, and then they did it for Alex Jones. They did it for Donald Trump. They did it because they were mad about forced inoculation, whatever the case is, you can see it, and you turn on the TV, the plots of the cop shows and the movies, the State of Jones, it's just everywhere. I can't turn television on, and it's evil white people are killing black people. To create this guilt, and then the media goes, well, we represent the black people, so do what the government says. It's a very, very simple equation. In fact, I saw a meme I meant to send to the crew of Big Fat Cat Corporation sitting on top of the Capitol. The big fat cat's like a pig. He's got his big top hat on. And the left's like, you fascist, you know, rich billionaire, I'm going to get you. And now the left's all hugging him because he's put a rainbow flag out in front of the Capitol and has a rainbow flag on his hat. I mean, that's all that is. Again, big corporations hiding behind, oh, we're gay, we're rainbow. And you can't criticize gay, so they need a takeover. And this is the most important point I'm going to make here. They know it's coming out about the massive concerted election fraud. They know states are passing laws under the Constitution to block further fraud. They know Biden's falling apart. They know Kamala is falling apart. They know that all their agenda is in trouble. They know that the truth is coming out about the deep state under Obama and others' command, launching the attack out of Wuhan. So they know this is all going on. And they know that it's all coming out. And so they desperately need a big victory to cast everyone in America as evil. All whites are evil. All capitalism is evil. America itself existing is bad. That's taught in the military now officially as a litmus test to identify who says no to it and fire them, whether they're the head of Space Force or whether they're a captain in the Army. It doesn't matter. So these are classical things authoritarian regimes do. And if there's a checklist of 1 to 100, they're getting down to about checklist number 90. And the last 10 things or so they do lead us not into a tyranny, because we're already in a tyranny with censorship, surveillance, control, harassment, peaceful people that just were waved in by police, held in solitary confinement, their eyeballs knocked out because they're white. I mean, we're already in a tyranny. But you see, it's about to get white hot, ladies and gentlemen, and they're going to try to legitimize their takeover, their cultural takeover, and commit massive false flag terror attacks that make Oklahoma City and Waco look tame in comparison. Because Waco, as the feds went in to start a fight and start a shootout and then got their ass kicked, so came back with the Army and had the Army burn everybody up and blow everybody up and side with the Delta Force. And then, I mean, the ATF couldn't even kill those people themselves. I mean, what a joke. And so that's what they're going to do. That's how Hitler got into power, was they firebombed the Capitol building. He had already been elected president, but he wasn't chancellor. And Hindenburg was about to die February 27th, 1933. And so they firebombed the building. They found an autistic, mentally retarded man, Marinus Vanderloeb, and they had a show trial for him and executed him very, very quickly, and the rest is history. You know how the Nazis went into Russia, right? You know they went into Poland in Operation Himmler? In Operation Himmler, a sub-directive of Operation Himmler, they attacked their own radio station and even dressed up some concentration camp workers like German and Polish soldiers so it would look real. They'd use mannequins. They shot them up, shot newsreels of it, and that's how World War II really went into high gear with the invasion of Poland. So this stuff's done over and over again. I know the names of the feds that planted the bombs. I know the witnesses that saw it. I know the cops that got killed. I've interviewed their wives, their daughters. I've interviewed Don Browning, the head of the K-9 unit. He listed the FBI agents. He was the second cop to get to Oklahoma City, like 5 minutes after it happened. Terrence Yakey got there right away. And the feds came into his office, and they said, "We're going to kill you if you keep telling people there were bombs in that building." And he didn't shut up. So next day came back a month later. He named him on my show, Marine Corps veteran of Vietnam. And he named the FBI guys. And they came back in, and they said, "Oh, we're going to kill your wife, too." So he didn't shut up, by the way. He said, "You better get out of my office." But I mean, America's got to stop being intimidated by this and stop being so scared. People better start being scared of God. So the last thing I want is any type of violence, okay? That's what they want. But we have a compromised criminal government at the top, totally run by foreign banks that has sold the country out, who want to get rid of the nation itself and fold us into a world government. And so they are preparing false flags. They say the terror attacks are coming. They stand to gain. And they ran the January 6th operation. That's what we'll go to with Tucker Carlson next in this incredible Revolver report that is at Revolver's website. And obviously Tucker Carlson covered last night. And we have the Revolver investigative journalist joining us coming up in the second hour. So you do not want to miss any of this today. This is going to go through the whole thing, name the names, all of it. Straight ahead of exactly who they are and what they did and how they carried out the attack, how the FBI did it.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine. There's three types that are good for the body. It does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Things. I'm going to go to the Tucker Carlson Report that really does an excellent job of giving you a full spectrum compendium of what's unfolding. All over the world, powerful interests have been abusing the people, lying to the people, and engaging in massive fraud. And that fraud is coming to the surface. And so the answer by these entrenched bureaucracies and elites is to become more corrupt and more abusive and to go back to old-fashioned tyranny. But when you do that with certain populations, like you see in Mexico, or people in the United States that have histories of rebellion, It will cause a long protected civil war and basically what you would call a failed nation state model. And under globalism, they want the United States to be a failed nation state and to be absorbed into NATO. And so you'll have China on one side, NATO and the globalist system, and then Russia is to be taken down as well and absorbed into NATO. But any group that is sovereign and not part of the globalist system is to be gotten rid of. So that's why you see this project of demonizing America, demonizing veterans, demonizing gun owners. It's outrageous. It says the country's evil and shouldn't exist. They're the bad guys that run the Justice Department and that run the FBI now are just hideously evil. And we have a nation of yes men that just have gone along with this. And so now they are prepping everyone for massive terror attacks. They are preparing the public for that. And they are going to go ahead with it. Clearly, it's their only move. Or they're going to be exposed to the election fraud and their system's going to come hurtling down. So this country is in a crisis. It's on its last legs. And I'm very, very sad for this nation. You know, I'll tell you, if the globalists weren't pedophiles and devil worshippers, I would just leave the country. If they were just corrupt and looting it for fun. I have to stand against them. I have to not back down. And I will not evacuate. I've made the strong decision that I'm going to go all the way against them and just turn loose everything I've got in information warfare and truth and prayer. Because I will not be a coward in front of God. But I will tell you something. All the fools that are going along with this, you're destroying yourself in the process. But I know you can't help it. It's why you're evil. Because you're weak. I get it. And so this is the good old-fashioned good versus evil. And everybody that's going to try to sit on the fence, you're going to find out that's the worst place to be. So I commit myself into God's hands. And all of you should be doing that as well, because this country is in deep trouble. We've got terminal cancer. And we can come out of the ashes if we had a revival, but I don't see that happening anytime soon. So human-animal cloning, just total nightmares everywhere. The stuff coming out now in the schools, I can't even believe it. Where they are bullying children to saying they're another gender and then taking the children away from the parents all over the country. I mean, we are just entering hell. We are entering hell. So the first part, Tucker Carlson gets into how they're trying to create racial division, how they're covering up black-on-white crime, and then he gets into why that happened, and then he fingers the FBI with the documents for actually leading the attack on January 6th, which they did. Special units. Control of the deep state, the same ones that did Oklahoma City, literally, the same ones that illegally spied on Trump, that criminal group, working with intelligence agencies as Q, ran the operation. Here it is.
This weekend, police in Columbus, Georgia, arrested a 39-year-old man called Justin Tyrone Roberts. Over the course of a single day, Roberts shot five separate people in two different states. We know this happened because Roberts has admitted he did it. He also said why he did it. In his confession, police say Roberts, quote, explained that throughout his life, specifically white males had taken from him, so he decided to kill them. In one case, Roberts walked up behind a white man, a total stranger, as he was getting out of his car, and shot him in the back. By any definition, these were crimes of viciousness motivated by race hate. They're not unique in this country, not by a long shot. If we wanted to, and we don't want to, we could do a whole show on crimes like these. Nor are they especially surprising, really, when you think about it. If you really believed what the Democratic Party and BLM were telling you, that white males are intentionally destroying the world, you might be motivated to hurt someone. Why wouldn't you? What's striking is how little attention Justin Tyrone Roberts' shooting spree has received. Imagine if the colors were reversed here. Roberts will be leading every newscast tonight. Needless to say, he is not. In fact, this may be the last time you hear his name on television.
Okay, let's hit pause right there for a moment. Because, oh, guess what? Just to back up what Tucker's saying, look what came out today. ABC News. 17-year-old suspect arrested in Austin mass shooting that left one dead, 13 injured. Well, guess what? He was black, 17 years old, along with his accomplice. And so the statesman said, we will not show the race because it perpetuates stereotypes. And they would not say the description. And neither would any of the other local news except for Fox. So that's the control where you don't show a suspect when he's at large if he's the wrong color. There you go. And I've got a bunch more examples. So my point is, this doesn't fit with oh, there's white supremacists killing people everywhere. So the media, like lapdogs all over the country, won't tell you. Oh, by the way, I've got five more articles I wasn't even looking for of black-on-white crime. But it's just a little footnote. Just cold-blooded executions because the media said that the whites of this army of devils killing everyone, and some young black folks didn't believe it's the right thing to do. And that's the FBI and the media and all of it pushing that narrative to get white people killed. Because that's going to be their new war, holding white people hostage by turning a race war loose on them, that if you don't come with your hat in your hand to Joe Biden, he'll turn these groups loose on you. Remember, if you don't vote for Joe Biden, you ain't black. He owns you. And he's showing white people he owns you too. Let's continue with Tucker Carlson.
Well, honestly, that is fine with us. Picking at the wound, America's wound, is unwise. We've always thought that. We think it more now than ever. A multiracial country can only survive if it self-consciously de-emphasizes race. If it treats every person as an individual and not a member of some larger group that's guilty or innocent. So that should be the goal. That's our history. And we ought to get back to it as soon as we can. But that is exactly the opposite of what our leaders are doing. They're working hard to divide us into warring camps, and they're using lies to do it. They're telling us a story that is completely and very much intentionally disconnected from reality. They're claiming that something called white supremacy, and that's a term they never define, is the single greatest threat we face, a greater threat than Al-Qaeda or ISIS. Here's our thoroughly craven attorney general telling us that very lie today.
In the FBI's view, the top domestic violent extremist threat comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocated for the superiority of the white race.
All right, that's the Attorney General of the United States making a statement of fact backed up by the FBI. So it's fair to ask obvious questions. Who exactly are these violent white supremacists? What are their names? What crimes under the U.S. Code have they committed? We still don't know. Merrick Garland didn't tell us today. Instead, he spent most of his time talking about the riot at the Capitol on January 6th, an event that had nothing whatsoever to do with race.
All right, let's stop there.
Nothing.
We're going to come back. It's really powerful. And then he exposes who's really behind it, the FBI. And we have that investigative journalist coming on for a whole hour to go through the names, the background, the documents, everything. But understand, I've got the new counterterrorism report, the new policy of the, quote, U.S. government that's run by these Chi-Com agents that now control our FBI, and they tell us the main threat and the entire posture of the CIA, the U.S. military, the Navy SEALs, the Army, everybody, is white people, which are then gun owners and Republicans. So it's literally the government declaring war on Trump voters and saying everything we always were concerned about, police state, CIA, secret arrests. They said they're going to arrest members of Congress. They said they're going to kill them. They said we're going to interdict these terror networks run by the Congress. I mean, look, you don't say that unless you're planning to kill the Republican leadership. And I believe that they're going to actually make a move and that they're going to try to kill myself, Tucker Carlson, Republican leadership, everybody else. And Tucker thinks that too, by the way. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. I just saw John Harmon, who's been here 18 years. He worked for GCN before. He's been here, I guess, about five. But he's the longest-serving guy at InfoWars. And he said, man, you've been setting the stage for this for 25 years, saying this was coming. And I said, no, I've been watching them build the stage. And now they finally are putting America's head in the guillotine, and they're hauling up that big blade right now, getting ready to pull the switch. And, man, they look scared, too. You look at the Attorney General and the FBI Director and all them, they look really scared because, I mean, they're gutting America. I mean, they are. They're shipping in kidnapped kids out of Latin America. They're committing massive crimes. They're bankrupting the nation. I mean, they are just involved in hardcore crime. They're breaking records right now for American crime. Stalin, Hitler, Mao, they kill a lot more people than these guys have, but they're definitely doing it. And they're all a bunch of jerk lawyers now playing psycho general. So we're in a lot of danger, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of danger. People say, well, then why the hell are you fighting them? I'm not doing it as an act macho. I understand that there's no way out of this except saying no to these people. And it's a great opportunity to actually be able to stand up against evil, folks. So what can you do? Take this hour today, once it's archived, and the next hour, and share it. And you've been doing a great job at that. And buy some of the products to keep us on air strong. We have the three new multivitamin pack with the vitamin D3, with the whole food multivitamin of the highest quality. And, of course, we have the vitamin C with the zinc and the rose hip. You couldn't do more for your immune system if you're an adult or a child than with those. They're 40% off. That sale ends on Sunday, and the free shipping is still on those select items with double Patriot points. That ends Sunday because we don't even have the supplies to be able to keep the sale going. The new sale that'll go for at least 2 weeks, and again, because people are habituated to only buying stuff on sales, so these are real sales. We don't like have the price high and then lower just to do that. It's just so it hurts us because it's hard to fund the operation. I'm not complaining, except now we're having supply chain problems, so it's hard to even get enough product to sell so that we can stay on air. So please support us today. Get a book, get a T-shirt, get a film, while you're also at InfoWarsStore.com to help keep us on the air, because you are just as effective and important as I am or anybody else in this operation when you keep us on air. We have the Biotrue Selenium, we have the krill oil, and we have the X3. 40 to 60% off on those. That is the new sale as well. And if you haven't experienced the power of triiodine and X3 or the power of krill oil or the power of Biotrue Selenium, you really deserve to do it today. This stuff is not a game. It's not a joke. This is all the key stuff that really supercharges. All right, next hour, the Revolver investigative journalist is on to dig through all this. The huge news that the feds led the operation. And now we've had time to put all the pieces together and to witness it. And I've got my own revelations as an eyewitness to all of this coming up in the next hour. But here's more of Tucker Carlson last night.
That he, like most people you see on television, wants you to believe and wants history to record that January 6th was an attempted insurrection by white supremacist revolutionaries bent on taking over this country. We came this close, Merrick Garland said, and that's why, quote, we must adopt a broader societal response to tackle the problem's deeper roots. So because of January 6th, says the chief law enforcement officer in the United States of America and many other members of Joe Biden's cabinet, we must now use law enforcement and military force to arrest, imprison, and otherwise crush anyone who leads opposition to Joe Biden's government. That's their position. They say that out loud. They did today. So what is this exactly? Well, it's a big change in the way the United States government assesses and then treats its own citizens. We are living through the transformation of a formerly democratic republic into something else. We're looking at growing authoritarianism. That's not an overstatement. Vladimir Putin knows authoritarian systems very well, and he sees clearly what is happening in this country. Watch this.
Did you order Alexei Navalny's assassination? Of course not. We don't have this kind of habit of assassinating anybody. That's one. Number two is, I want to ask you, did you order the assassination of the woman who walked into the Congress and who was shot and killed by a policeman? Do you know that 450 individuals were arrested after entering the Congress, and they didn't go there to steal a laptop? They came with political demands.
Okay. So, yeah, we just played tape of Vladimir Putin. Now, under normal circumstances, we would never play tape of a foreign adversary criticizing our government. But honestly, those are fair questions. Who did shoot Ashley Babbitt, and why don't we know? Are anonymous federal agents now allowed to kill unarmed women who protest the regime? That's okay now? No, it's not okay. It'll never be okay. And why are all those January 6th protesters still in prison on trespassing charges, as so many Biden voters who torched federal buildings walking free? What's the answer to that question? If all of that was going on in Russia, we would rightly call it scary. We would call Putin a dictator. In fact, we do call him a dictator. And speaking of January 6th, why are there still so many things, basic factual matters, that we don't understand about that day? Why is the Biden administration preventing us from knowing? Why is the administration still hiding more than 10,000 hours of surveillance tape from the U.S. Capitol on January 6th? What could possibly be the reason for that? Even as they call for more openness, we need to get to the bottom of it. They could release those tapes today, but they're not. Why? We ought to be asking those questions urgently, because as the Attorney General reminded us today, a lot depends on the answers. And at least one news organization is asking that. Revolver News. It's a new site. It's turned out to be one of the last honest outlets on the Internet. A new piece on Revolver.news suggests an answer to some of these questions. We know that the government is hiding the identity of many law enforcement officers who were present at the Capitol on January 6th, not just the one who killed Ashley Babbitt. According to the government's own court filings, those law enforcement officers participated in the riot, sometimes in violent ways. We know that because, without fail, the government has thrown the book at most people who are present in the Capitol on January 6th. There was a nationwide dragnet to find them, and many of them are still in solitary confinement tonight. But strangely, some of the key people who participated on January 6th have not been charged. Look at the document. The government calls those people unindicted co-conspirators. What does that mean? Well, it means that in potentially every single case, they were FBI operatives. Really? In the Capitol on January 6th. For example, one of those unindicted co-conspirators is someone government documents identify only as Person 2. According to those documents, Person 2 stayed in the same hotel room as a man called Thomas Caldwell, an insurrectionist, a man alleged to be a member of the group the Oath Keepers. Person 2 also, quote, stormed the barricades at the Capitol on January 6th alongside Thomas Caldwell. The government's indictments further indicate that Caldwell, who, by the way, is a 65-year-old man, this dangerous insurrectionist, was led to believe there would be a, quote, quick reaction force also participating on January 6th. That quick reaction force, Caldwell was told, would be led by someone called Person 3, who had a hotel room and an accomplice with him. But wait, here's the interesting thing. Person 2 and Person 3 were organizers of the riot. The government knows who they are, but the government has not charged them. Why is that? You know why. They were almost certainly working for the FBI. So FBI operatives were organizing the attack on the Capitol on January 6th, according to government documents. And those two are not alone. In all, Revolver News reported that there are, quote, upwards of 20 unindicted co-conspirators in the Oath Keeper indictments, all playing various roles in the conspiracy, who have not been charged for virtually the exact same activities, and in some cases, much, much more severe activities, as those named alongside them in the indictments. Huh? So it turns out that this white supremacist insurrection was, again, by the government's own admission in these documents, organized at least in part by government agents. Are you shocked? We're shocked. We shouldn't be shocked. Because in March, the FBI director admitted that the Bureau was infiltrating as many dissident groups that oppose the regime as it possibly can.
All right, folks. Let me explain this. I know you already know this. They knew that there was a million people there were coming. They knew that it was exposing the election fraud. They knew there was about to be a 10-day investigation. And so they infiltrated it. They had weeks to do it. They provocateured it. And they got a couple hundred extra fools to follow them in who they've now put under the jail while the actual controllers go free. And that's just the Oath Keeper indictments. It's in the Proud Boys. It's in all the other indictments that are out there. The same thing. These other persons, unindicted co-conspirators, unindicted. And one of them was an FBI agent, 60-something years old. So they dropped the charges on him. Active duty FBI agent about to retire. So total setup. And I've gone back and looked at all the things that happened at the time. And I saw how they were trying to set me up. And it's just really, really despicable how they did this. And they're going to be brought to justice. They're not going to get away with this. They're not going to get away with the next false flag. We are watching everything they're doing. You're watching what they're doing, and we're still on air. And so these globalist traitors, these enemies that want to stage events so they can have an excuse to try to crush their opposition are going to fail. Say a prayer for justice. Say a prayer for awakening. Say a prayer against racial division. And come together and defend the Republic. Stay with us. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high...